The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a car dealership, a medical practice, a real estate practice, you're a franchise owner, or you have the entrepreneurial mindset and you're ready to launch your business, we will coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website, marketing, advertising, hiring employees, and, of course, today's topic, which is avoiding data security breaches. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. We are on a recorded line today, but if you have any comments or questions, you can certainly call us at 888-996-9697. Again, that number is 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. So what is Video Broadcast Services? Well, that's our company. We do have an exclusive marketing firm. One of our tools for success, we use the power of video. It is said if a picture is worth 1,000 words, what is a video worth? Video is where online marketing is trending. In fact, it's a kind of a statistic that's been running out there. 2018, 70 to 80% of all web traffic will be video. So video is something that a lot of people don't realize is still in its infancy, and that's what we do. But enough about us. Our program is about you and your business. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here, and really excited about today's topic. I mean, it might sound a little bit of a different topic, but nonetheless, something that's really important to be cognitive of and to be aware of, because all of us, now we live in this online digital age, and it's important that we understand how to avoid data security issues and as they arise, and what we can do to prevent them, and also if they happen, what we can do to fix what's taking place.
Right. Not only are we going to talk about it as it pertains to a business owner, but we're also going to be talking about how you can protect yourself as a consumer. I just had a recent security breach with my husband's credit card, and I think there's a couple of easy things that you can do to protect yourself. So we're going to go over both spectrums from a business owner standpoint and in terms of the consumer. So, Kyle, one of the things that I think that right off the bat is that a lot of companies may or may not be aware that as of October 1st, if you accept credit cards, you are going to have to be CHIP compliant. A lot of people are like, what is CHIP compliant? Well, a lot of people, one of the biggest issues that credit card companies have is the fact that, there's so many security breaches. And right now, credit card providers are really looking for ways to tighten the security up of those. And, it's one of those things that, they're right now, they're integrating the chips into your credit cards. And, in fact, if you have a credit card, and mostly everybody does, I guarantee you in the last couple of months you've been receiving brand new cards that are equipped with the chip. So it's becoming quite an issue, and if you're a procrastinator and you have not switched over, we do have a great resource for you to do that. The website is firstmerchant.net. Again, that website is firstmerchant.net. And they are a fantastic company. They basically, not only do they offer credit card processing, ATM machines, check processing, debit card processing, they've got kind of a liberal cancellation policy. If they don't kind of live up to your expectations, they're not going to hold you to that, which is kind of, you know, our philosophy as well with our company. They offer free mobile solution with no extra gateway fees, 24/7 U.S. based technical support, which I think is very cool. Cloud-based complete point-of-sale placement program with no upfront costs. One help desk number for point-of-sale issues and processing issues. They also offer a free gift card program, and they also have free QuickBook integration with no extra gateway fees. And they also are offering a great program now for those of you that do need to switch over to become compliant with the new chip card policy, which is going to be rolling out in October 1st is the deadline to have that done. So it's very important. Unfortunately, business owners get very busy, and they kind of push things off to the last minute. And my fear is that if you do wait too long, you are going to suffer the consequences of that because you do have to be compliant by October 1st. So I would recommend that you stop by firstmerchant.net and fill out the contact form, or if you'd like to call them directly, they may be reached at 800-446-4264. The principal owner, Ron Cooper, is really good about everything from small business to big business. He's going to take a look at your equipment. He'll be able to quickly identify what you need to do to become chip compliant. Additionally, this is where it gets really good, he can take a look at your credit card statements to find out whether or not he can save you money. He does act as an independent processor, and that allows him to eliminate the middleman and then pass that savings along to you. Credit card processing is very expensive, and he is very, very reasonable. And in most cases, he will, in fact, save you money. In full disclosure, Merchant Bank Card Services does process our credit cards for our company, but that is not why we're doing a show about credit card compliance today. We're doing it, avoiding data security breaches is because it is such an important topic and such a cost that not only gets downloaded to the consumers, but also to the companies that offer, the businesses that offer credit cards. You know, everybody has to pay a little bit extra to cover that fraud. So it's really important to take a look at what you can do to secure that. So Kyle, from a business standpoint, I know one way of avoiding having to worry about having a security breach is to use PayPal. You're pretty fluent in PayPal. Can you talk about the pros and cons of using PayPal?
Well, the pros and cons, I guess the pros would be is that, you know, they offer competitive rates, you know, comparatively. I mean, obviously, you can find better rates. You just were talking about Merchant Bank Card Services at firstmerchant.net, and they offer, really good rates. But with PayPal, I mean, it's a well-known name. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows that it's secure. And they do offer, you know, somewhat competitive rates, and it's easy to implement on your website, easy to install on your website. In fact, with PayPal, you don't have to have your site SSL secured, meaning that if you're accepting credit card payments on your website itself, it has to be SSL secured. With PayPal, they can click through to PayPal's website, and they're the ones that handle all the security and the SSL certificates of the transaction. So that's kind of convenient. The downside would be waiting for your money and waiting for them to process it and for it to get transferred into your bank, which can take upwards of a week or more. And so that can, if you're running cash flow, then you need to run that quickly. Something that can be a little frustrating.
Right. PayPal is great because it allows you to You have recourse if it's a fraudulent charge. So the other thing that's great about using PayPal for your acceptance is that you don't have to worry about doing the compliance check, security survey that you have to comply with. Sometimes you have to do it, depending on what your volume is, you have to do it monthly, sometimes you have to do it quarterly, and sometimes you only need to do it yearly. But nonetheless, you do need to do that, and it's extremely important. I find it funny sometimes when I'm talking with consumers that they'll say, oh, you know, I didn't want to do that. They wanted my credit card number over the phone, and I really didn't want to give it to them because I was worried that it was fraud and whatnot. I'd rather, you know, wire them the money or give or write them a check, which I always find that funny because you do not have recourse. Once that check is cashed, you have no recourse on that. Once you wire the money and it's been deposited, you have no recourse on that because you have authorized that. On a credit card, if you make a purchase and it's fraud, you will get your money back. So I'm always quite surprised why people don't recognize just how secure it is for you to use a credit card, which is the flip side of why we're even having this conversation in this program, is because credit cards are actually very, very safe because of the level of compliance that a business is put under. So the business will be, you know, as a business owner, you will be penalized if you accept a card, even if you get an authorization number. I had that happen to me about 10 years ago. I called the bank, my bank processor, and told them that I thought it was a fraudulent transaction. And they said they had no reason to believe that it was, and they gave me an authorization. And even though I called and documented it, it did not matter. I was subject to a chargeback. And what many people don't realize is that if you have a few chargebacks, they can actually shut down your merchant account, which would then render you unable to accept credit cards. So it's very important that you remain vigilant about what you're doing as a business owner and making sure that you are going through the compliance questionnaires and the recommendations and, you know, the mandate of what you absolutely have to do in order to secure those transactions. Another great thing to do is to use a third-party processor such as like Authorize.net. It would then alleviate you having to worry about a security breach. That would be then up to Authorize.net to cover that in terms of making sure that the transactions were secure. It actually takes you to a third, you know, an off-site website that will then process your payment. So, you know, as bad as it is, there really are ways to ensure your information is safe and secure, and we just need to be vigilant about that. I highly recommend one of the easiest ways to avoid getting your information swiped offline is never, ever use an open network. How convenient it is for you to go get your car fixed and they have free Wi-Fi. And it's not, you can always tell when you're asked to join, you can tell because it's got a little lock box on it, a little padlock. If you have to put in a password, that is a secure network. If you are clicking on one that does not have a padlock on it, you are basically opening your computer and your information up to the entire internet. So you have to be very, very careful. Now, it's one thing if you want to go online and do a little surfing or whatever. Do not log into your bank account. Do not pay a credit card bill on an open network. You basically are handing your credit card or your checking account over to somebody who's there to simply swipe your money. So it's very, very important. Now, if your checking account does get wiped out, and it does happen, you will get your money back, but it can take sometimes up to 2 to 3 months to get that money deposited back into your account. That's on the long end of it. Usually it's about 10 to 14 days, but if you can't be without that money in your checking account, I highly recommend that you monitor that. Check in, you know, log in once a day to check. As much as I would prefer to do banking with a really small bank, I'm probably on a mid-sized bank, but they're pretty good. I've gotten quite a few fraud alerts, and a couple of times I've gone to use my card, and I've received a text message. We want to verify that you are at such and such business and you're attempting to make a purchase for X amount of dollars. And much as of a pain in the butt that can be, I'd prefer that than somebody wiping out my checking account, for sure. Kyle, what are some of the other, I don't know, we've seen a couple of the different new ways to exchange currency. I don't know, and I apologize, I don't know a lot about Bitcoin. I know a little bit, but not enough to have a program about it. I do need to do a little research about that. But there's Bitcoin, and I know there was a company, Wing Cash, I think it was called. But it doesn't, newfangled ways of handling currency, they don't seem to be taking off the way I think people thought they would.
No, yeah, I don't know a lot about Bitcoin either. You don't see a lot of people accepting that or using that. I'm sure that there's industries and possibly even countries accept it a lot more than others, but or that a lot more people use it, I should say. But yeah, I don't see a lot of that stuff going on. It really is like what you're talking about. If you have a credit card and you're doing an online purchase, that is the safest way to conduct that transaction. And obviously, never log in on an open network, at the airport or at the coffee shop where they have free Wi-Fi. It's really leery. I don't know why anyone uses those internet connections. Even to log on to Facebook, a lot of times, that can be grabbed, and then people can gain a lot of information on you that way. I mean, there's just a lot of security issues when you're using an open network that you don't have any control over, it can wreak havoc. And so it's really important that we're aware of what we're doing when we're online and where we're logging into and what networks we're using and so on, so that we can make sure that we're keeping our information safe.
Right. Another thing too, you get credit card offers in the mail or any type of information when you throw out old, credit card receipts, banking statements, utility statements, whatever. Burn them, shred them, wet them, whatever you've got to do to make them ineligible, and it's really just a matter of just some common sense, in using that. But I know my sister was home last summer, and she checked her credit card statement on her phone. And in full disclosure, my sister had been dealing with a life-threatening illness, and at the time, I don't think she was processing things 100%. And immediately her card was compromised. Luckily, they declined a charge that she was trying to do, and it upset her. But when I explained to her, I said, you were in the car, and I said, yeah, I noticed you're on your phone. And I said, at the time you mentioned that you were paying your credit card, and I didn't think twice about it until I realized that you were on an open network, and that's probably what ended up happening. So, I mean, really, it takes literally seconds for them to grab your information. Be very, very careful about using your debit card at gas stations. Apparently, that seems to be the number one place where they put those readers onto the card unit where you stick your card in. They also do it at ATMs, and it allows them to then extract your information. But I do believe that if you have your new chip card, October 1st is the magic number in order to receive your chip card, and you're going to, at that point, it's going to be much more secure. That chip is only known to you. Hackers have not figured out, or fraudsters, I should say, have not been able to figure it out yet. Will they in the future? Probably. But until then, I do think that added layer of security is going to be extremely helpful. As far as your business goes and maintaining your records and so forth, the easiest way to eliminate that hassle is to process through authorize.net. Don't archive their information. I know for me, my husband had a security breach. I used his credit card, and I, filled out the information and sent it in, and somebody obviously at that company grabbed his information, knew his billing zip code, and was able to go down to the store and try to make a purchase. And luckily, Chase Card, shout out to them, they were able to grab that information, realized it was fraud, sent us an email, and that card was rendered useless in about 2 seconds. So So always, you know, just be vigilant. Like everything you need to do that may not be in your benefit, you know, be vigilant, be, you know, don't walk around worrying about it all the time, but always remember, it's quick and easy to log on and check your bank balance. It's easy to check your credit card statements when you receive them. Better yet, register them online to be able to preview your charges and know what, you know, what's coming down the pike on that. And you can always match up your charges with everything on your statement and ensure that you're not being, you know, your card hasn't been compromised. And, yeah, it's pretty simple, but a lot of people get a little lazy, can't say it any other way, and unfortunately it ends up costing them dearly. So remember, logging on online, if you're going onto an open network, do not, even like Kyle said, Facebook, I would avoid it. I would avoid especially logging into any credit card accounts, bank accounts, any online accounts that you may have. Avoid unless you are required to put a password in. Extremely, extremely important. Because fraud, and also if you do experience fraud, call the three major credit reporting bureaus and tell them that you've been subject to fraud, and they will flag your account and ensure that if anyone's trying to obtain a mortgage, a car loan, a credit card in your name, you will be notified. So very, very important. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know has a product or service or just some helpful ideas that they've been able to apply to their business that our listeners may find useful, we would absolutely love to have you on the program. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.